Rabbi Beryl Wine is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wine Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wine, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week, Elliot, it is about Metzora. This week is also Shabbat HaGadol, the great Shabbat, which leads us to the holiday of Pesach, the holiday of freedom and hope and optimism, and we sure can use a lot of hope and optimism in our world that seemingly is off the rails a little. But Jewish thought and Jewish tradition always teaches us that there'll be a better tomorrow, and we have to work for it, and we have to believe in it, and we have to strengthen ourselves in it. Now, the Parsha Metzora contains a very interesting section which deals with actual plagues that somehow came into people's homes, that the house itself was afflicted with a plague, and how the house should be purified.
Should we take that literally, that the house was afflicted by a plague?
That's a very good question. There are two opinions, as always in Jewish life, at least two. And that's really what makes us so unique, is that we can always balance all the opinions and juggle all the balls in the air at the same time and still not be discouraged by the fact that there are more than one opinion. The two opinions are, one opinion in the Talmud was that it never happened, that this is, there are a series of laws that are called drosh v'kabel schar. Study the law. It's pure theory. You get the reward for the study. The study of Torah is an end in itself, a holy task. And therefore, even though it in the practical world this can never happen, nevertheless, the Torah put it there, so to speak, so that we would understand at least the concept of how far plagues and disease and bad behavior can reach. That's one opinion. The other opinion is that it did happen, that there were such things. And in fact, Rashi points out in discussing the matter that Rashi quotes a midrash that it was a beneficial thing for the Jewish people, because part of the purification process is, so to speak, to tear the house down. When they tore the house down, they found all sorts of hidden treasures, which the Canaanites and the other enemies of Israel had hidden there in anticipation of the Jewish people coming into the land, and that they never would have found these treasures, they never would have been able to discover them had it not been for the fact that there was a plague in the house. I think that the two opinions not only are both true, but they both represent something to us. The opinion that there are treasures in the house, many times one can never find the treasure in the house until the house is torn down. We don't appreciate things till they're gone. The terrible thing about human beings, we don't appreciate people, we don't appreciate the life that we have, we don't appreciate the gifts that the Lord has given us, and then all of a sudden, God forbid, let's say a person has perfect health, and then God forbid he doesn't have perfect health, and then all of a sudden he appreciates what perfect health is. To put it in a terribly mundane fashion, right? We didn't appreciate the stock market when it was at 10,000, right? So now when it's not there, then it was so good. Why didn't I sell out then? Well, it's always that type of mentality within us. So the Torah wants to point out to us that many times in life, we don't realize the treasures that are hidden in our house until, God forbid, the house is torn down. And that becomes the essence of the plague. That's what the plague is itself. What a wonderful family we have. Oh, I really had good brothers and sisters. I really had caring parents. I really had good children. But we say, how come, my child didn't get a PhD, or how come this? All of those weaknesses are meant to be corrected. And the basis of Judaism is appreciation. Hakarat hatov. To be able to say thank you. And we get up every morning and we say, Mode ani lefanecha, I thank you, God, that I got up in the morning. But we all take that for granted. And therefore, this was a symbolic way of not taking things for granted. The other idea that the plague never happened is also true, that the actual symptoms of the plague, that there was a greenish mold that developed, and it developed exactly in the corners of the house, etc., that may never have happened, that technical requirement. And therefore, the entire parsha is, so to speak, theoretical. But it's meant to be studied. It's meant to be studied because a person should realize that plagues can happen, even if they don't happen, but they can happen. And we're always blindsided by plagues. I mean, we have now this new virus in the world, the SARS virus, that everybody
is worried about.
Worried about, right. Justifiably so, and we don't know anything about it, etc. Where did that come from? We're always blindsided. We thought that, modern medicine, we can take care of everything, right? You need your hip replaced, just order it on the internet. But there always are things that blindside us. And therefore, even though it can never happen, you should study all of these things. I also feel, I've said it many times, even on this radio program over the years, that if a person is convinced that it cannot happen to him, then he is extremely susceptible that it will happen to him. If you think that I'm protected, my house can't be destroyed, my family is perfect, everything is, I got no problems. Well, so then you really have to watch out, because that's when the risk of being blindsided is very, very high. So that's the idea in this week's parsha of this plague on the houses. And we hope that the Lord will save us from all plagues and from all disasters, that we'll be able to find the treasures without having to tear down the house. We'll appreciate things in time, and we'll see a better day for us and for all of humanity. Thanks, Elliot.
Thank you, Rabbi Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.